Rob Olshansky says the deck was stacked against New Orleans' comeback even before Katrina. The city never had an intensive ongoing planning force, and an unprecedented disaster made that problem stand out.
They've sort of done planning on kind of a project-by-project basis. They get, you know, they'll plan some exciting new project, a Superdome, a convention center, aquariums, things like that, for the waterfront, for a tourist business. But in terms of kind of broad-based citizen-engaged planning, New Orleans is not a city that's done that. And that's exactly the kind of thing that's needed after a disaster. And if you don't have those institutions in place, you have to invent those things under the pressures of people being displaced, of people trying to rebuild their own lives, of more than half the population being dispersed to other places. And so this has been very difficult, and this is they've been trying to invent planning processes and planning institutions in the face of all this.
Plus, I guess you would have a lot of people who have come in from the outside feeling with good intentions, but maybe not knowing New Orleans very much or trying things that have worked elsewhere that might not have worked in New Orleans.
Yes, that's true. You know, everybody, after a disaster, often people tend to think that there is a blank slate. And, you know, one might view New Orleans certainly last September as a blank slate because there was nobody there. But there is no blank slate. Any city, even after a disaster, the city still exists in the minds of the residents. The relationships still exist. Their attitudes about things are still there. People's property rights are still there. And so all of the things that made New Orleans, even though it appears that a lot of the city is gone, is still very much in play.
That's why Olshansky says a single direction was critical for planning the city's recovery, and he believes the unified New Orleans plan unveiled last month is a breakthrough in a city with long simmering distrust.
There are serious racial divisions in New Orleans. There are serious tension between New Orleans and the power structure in Baton Rouge. And given what's happened to the city and their desire to rebuild it, and everybody hovering around and wanting to be each party wanting to be the one in charge of rebuilding it, has continued to fuel a lot of those resentments. And I think they've all warily agreed that or seen that, in order to get the kind of assistance they need from the federal government and in order to look attractive for outside investors to have faith in the future of New Orleans, that they need to try very hard to work together. But for some of these people, working together is distasteful, and so that's going to continue to be a problem.
Olshansky says an important aspect of the plan is that no one government body will become the dominant member, but there's still the potential to plan over the heads of residents and their neighborhoods without their input. Olshansky, though, thinks that can be avoided.
It's not easy, and it's not easy to do in the short period of time that they need to be able to plan. I think most residents, they're not stupid. I mean, they can understand the trade-offs that they have in front of them if those trade-offs are presented to them. And, I think the fact that New Orleans is probably going to be smaller, there are some parts of each neighborhood that might not be suitable for rebuilding, and there might be some tough decisions to think about how to not to take people's property rights, but how to move some people's property voluntarily. How they might be able to see how they could get together and voluntarily rearrange where they live so that the end result will be better. I think a lot of neighborhoods, given the information and given the opportunity to sit down and think about some of the possibilities for their future, can come to some very very interesting and very promising and very forward-looking kind of decisions.
Rob Olshansky believes that the influx of experts with deep New Orleans roots will only help streamline what's been to now a fitful long-term recovery process. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.